Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone around the world. You are now tuned in to the Angels of Melody International Radio Station with your girl, Miss Angel, on deck. And we just thank God for seeing yet another day with life, health, and strength. I also want to say special thanks to everybody that gave birthday shout-outs on last Monday and all last weekend. It was appreciated, every call. We want to say thank you for a wonderful birthday I did have. I thank God for having a blessed one and yet seeing another year. So it's such a blessing. And I want to give a shout-out not only to those here in the USA in the different cities and states, but we also want to give a shout-out to all the international, all the countries that are tuned in right now. Not only are we live on this great station, but we are also live right now on this Thursday morning on AP Radio UK with our brother O'Fields, also MZ Radio London there in the UK with our brother Mr. Saji Harmony, and also DJ Jide and DJ Shaggy Shags there of Salt FM right there in the UK. Also Gospel Groove there in Nigeria. All our family in Nigeria, all our family in Ghana, in Zambia, in Kenya, Uganda, DJ Victor 256 there in Uganda. God bless you, brother. Love you so much. And also to over in the Caribbeans, also in Dubai, those of you that are in Belgium and in the Netherlands, all around, we just want to say, hey, happy Thursday to you. Happy New Month, by the way, as well. Today, we have a great show coming before you on this great morning. I thank God for this sister that you are going to be hearing. Very awesome. Also has a lot of laughter inside. I cannot wait for you guys to hear her. We're about to click her in all the way from Mobile, Alabama, to also everyone there that's listening in Mobile, Alabama. We want to say, hey, Miss Angel on deck says hey to you on this morning. So we're going to click her in. I'm introducing her as not only as a comedian, but also she is a host and model as well. And so she's holding it down, y'all. And she's right here on the Angels of Melody International Radio Station with your girl, Miss Angel on deck. Her name is Blackberry Glamour. And I'm about to click her on right now. All right.
Hi, everybody.
Good morning, sis.
How are you guys?
Oh, we are doing good. We are doing good. Doing good. How are you?
I'm blessed to be here, vibing high.
I am excited that you are on with us. I'm going to have you reintroduce yourself and let everybody know again where you're calling from.
Well, hello, everybody. My name is Blackberry Glamour, and I'm from Mobile, Alabama. I'm a country girl with a lot of funk. I'm a little goofy. Well, I'm going to say a lot of goofy. I'm a real jokester. But I'm kind of a pick-me-upper. That's what I do. I give out good energy, healing energy, good positive vibes, healing comedy. My main act is taking the worst and turning it into the best. Turning the negative into a positive is what I do.
All right. Now, that sounds good to me. So before we get started really into the interview here, I just want you to just share with everyone something you want to share about your life, something you want to share about that coming up or whatever.
Well, me personally, I grew up as an orphan. It was pretty rough,
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of things that I went through was like pretty much like a experience. I had to grow up pretty fast. catch on pretty quick, and there's a lot of things that I taught myself, and, you know, instead of being sad about it, I kind of found, like, the positivity in it. It turned me from, I wasn't really a kid that kind of felt sorry for myself. I always looked at it like I was, like, real strong.
Mm-hmm.
So when I would meet somebody, you know, and I always, like, had this, like, gift from God to be able to see in others' lives from their past all the way to their future. And it was things, mm-hmm. and I noticed that the people that I was attracted to were people that were hurt like me. So,
yes.
And, you know, at first, when, you know, when you're young, you worry about what people say about you, how they're going to feel about you, how they're going to look at you. I was afraid to use my gift. I was afraid.
Yes.
I'm not going to lie to y'all. So one day, you know, I was in class. I think I was, like, in the 11th grade. And my favorite teacher, like, I was really smart. Top of my class,
mm-hmm.
AB on the roll. You know, I had my off years when I was, you know, really wasn't getting treated good at home. So, you know, as a
mm-hmm.
child, you know, most kids, they act out when they're not getting the proper attention from home. So, as of now,
mm-hmm.
my main focus is to be a good mother because of what I've been through as a young age. I'm not perfect, but I made everything either out of strength or laughter. Then I took what I learned and how strong I was, and I just was hoping that maybe that because what I went through, I wasn't going to be sad about it. I made up in my mind when I got grown was to, like, try to help other people not to go through what I went through or not to be down about what you go through, to try to build on it or build a bridge over it or however you can deal with it. Sometimes in mm-hmm. life, a lot of people say, oh, well, you can't do this, you can't do that because you have the heels. It's just like taking a test with multiple choice. Sometimes you get to a question where you don't know the answer. You have to skip it and go back to it.
That's true.
Things that happen to you in life aren't always, you know, a lot of people say they don't believe in coincidences. Me either. I'm going to say this. It's not about the test. It's the test-taking skills.
Mm-hmm.
You have to have test-taking skills because you're constantly going to get tested in life. So as long as you, you know, eat well, take care of yourself, always think positive, you know, do to others as you would have them do to you. You know, if you don't feel appreciated, hey, make a joke out of it. You know, try your best to look at everything in a positive light so it won't get you down. That way you can build on it and go back to the experience and be like, hey, well, I handled that well. And then sometimes when you don't handle it well, you don't take it hard on yourself. We are humans. We were born with emotions and things like that. A lot of people don't learn how to deal with things throughout life as quick as others because they don't know how to balance their emotions and their logic. And me, at
that's
a young
right.
age, by me pretty much feeling alone, I had to learn how to balance those two very early. And when I did, I thought it was funny. I did. It was a lot of things that I went through when I went back. Like, you know what? Now, if I had looked at that like that then, or if I had just waited 10 seconds, or if I had just hushed my mouth up, and you probably would have got a real different result. Because a lot of things that come towards you as a test, it's not always to see how strong you is. It's to see if you can elevate to the next level.
That's true.
And I've learned that the more you elevate in the next level spiritually, especially with God, that you get keys
yes.
to unlock certain doors. So
that's
as
right.
an orphan, it's a trip how I have ran into so many celebrities to where I'm an orphan and I don't have much. I haven't had much. I'm getting it. But, like, I became the baby mother of a celebrity. Just being
mm-hmm.
me. Just being regular. Just being myself. I wasn't, you know, wearing tight clothes, or I wasn't really just trying to be in the public like that. And then it's just like, I just looked over. Every time I go somewhere, he was like there. And he just wouldn't
yeah.
heal up. And then, like, when I did that, like, by me being an orphan and me being adopted and stuff like that, like, my whole family, you know, my adopted family, how you pull that off? I'm like, I didn't pull nothing off. I kind of think that was God. It was before I kind of got all into, you know, really understanding how God works and the gifts that he gives us and what he wants us to do. But if they ever say you want to make God laugh, you tell them your plans, because he do got a sense of humor, because he made me. Because I'm telling you, I done been through some stuff, baby. And people be like, you think that's funny? Now I do. When I went through it, I didn't. But you live through it. When you grow through it, when you go through it, you grow through it, and you glow through it. And you laugh about
it. That's true.
And then later on, you don't know who's going to come along you can help.
That's true.
And you can't never count your blessings, because they don't stop. I met a lot of different people. I've been to the strip club. I've lived the street life. I've been all these type of different places. Met all these type of different people. But God has not never let nobody harm me, not one time. Like, you know, I'm not perfect. Been through something. Everybody got a story. But I kind of turned my story into, like, a testimony, a funny testimony.
Yeah.
And I'm not kidding. I was really just on the phone talking to somebody, and they were just like, hey, you should put that on Facebook. And when I was recording it, it was like 500 people got on the live. And I'm like, whoa. Okay, so they're serious. So I stopped doing it, and then this guy inboxed me. He said, hey, Blackberry, why you stop? I need to hear a joke. I'm going through something. So that's when I came up with it. I said, okay, well, as being an artist, one thing that I have noticed, even with the rappers, the singers, you know, the book writers, all the authors, all these people, songwriters, they write their best when they're in pain.
Oh, yeah.
So when the guy inboxed me and said, hey, why you stop? I'm feeling down today. I need to hear something funny. So that's when I named myself the Comedian Healing Host. Because I don't have stage fright, but I don't really have an act because I don't write my material. So I'm able to take your situation and make you laugh about it. I'm able to tell you about my situation and make you laugh about it. Now, making up this whole act, this whole story, I'm really not good at it. I'm kind of like a natural healer. Like, so, you know, I go from the inside out. Because to be strong, it has to start from the inside. You can't be afraid of what people are going to say or how they're going to act or how they're going to respond to the gift that God gave you. Because the gift that God gave you, he's going to turn the heads of all his people towards you.
That's right.
So anything that's against you and that's not for you, you're not going to see. And it's going to push you, especially if he giving it to you. Like, so the gift that he gave me, I was silly all my life. It's like in the opening of it, in the beginning of your life, is when you realize what the gift that God gave you. But some kind of way you, like, use it all your life. I knew I was silly all my life. But I just didn't know that this was my gift that I was supposed to use in order to be able to heal others. Because I love helping people. I love helping people. And one way to keep down, you know, mucus, negativity, all the stuff that's not good for you is laughter.
And that's a good thing.
I figured that if I do that for God, he take care of me. So I guess, you know, as soon as somebody says, hey, get on Facebook, I seen all these people, then I stopped. Then the guy came and said, hey, I need you. I'm feeling down. I was like, okay, well, maybe this is it. So I kept going. And then I got discouraged a few times on my journey because I've been doing it like 3 years now. Now I'm finally getting a little recognition, you know, badges, followers, views. I'm going viral more than usual. You know, people really interacting with me. You know, YouTube opening up, you know, features that were locked that I'm getting now. Like, I couldn't. Just last month, I couldn't post my photo on YouTube. Now I can. Like, so, God, really, every time I get discouraged, when I do get discouraged because I'm human, he comes and, hey, get back focused, get back on it. And, like, now I'm all the way on the radio with you now.
That's awesome. Yeah, I'm excited. I'm really excited. You know, when he have a plan, you know, it's going to happen. There's no demon, nobody, you know what I'm saying, can block the way. And he has a lot of things that is destined, you know, for us. Greatness, you know, for us. And I noticed that when that happens, he has doors that's open that cannot be closed. And so that's an awesome thing, like you were saying, about laughing. Sometimes we have to laugh, you know, and I notice sometimes I'm a silly person myself, you know, and it's things that I've done in the past, you know, especially being a preacher's daughter growing up in a strict home and, you know, battling with depression and stuff like that. And it caused me to do a lot of street stuff, you know what I'm saying, I've learned, like me too, you know, dancing and, you know, dealing with drug dealers and selling drugs and being a part of gangs
because
and stuff like that.
Street.
And yeah, and my dad used to say, I didn't raise you up, but, you know, I hate at that time that things like that had happened. But at the same token, I don't regret it, because if it wasn't for me to go through, then I wouldn't know how to receive and go through things today. I wouldn't be able to accept a lot of people around the globe. I wouldn't understand. But I understand and I get it. So I used to be depressed a lot because of what I did. But then as I got older, like you said, laughter. I would think about those things and be like, oh, my God, I can't believe oh, my God, a hot mess. And I sit back and laugh. Even now, some things in my past come to me, and I don't shed a tear. I don't feel regret. I just laugh about it, and I just say, well, Lord, I thank you that even in my mess, you shielded me and you protected me. I could have been dead. I could have been in prison for years, you know, but you, your hand was up on me, and I'm so honored, you know, today. So what you were saying, I'm feeling it, you know, because it's the truth. You know, we have to look at things
and
we have to laugh.
The truth is when we're trying to save others, not being funny. Some people want to be saved by people that actually been through what they've been through. I'm a sinner, so I'm only going to believe another sinner. Like, there's no way I'm going to believe, you know, not discouraging anybody. It's places that people like me and you can go that Bishop T.D. Jakes can go. You know, God used us to do for the people that he need to go, that's deep down far, that his, you know, up higher angels can't go. So my mission, I've always accepted my gift as, okay, well, this must be something I got to do because I'm going to have to later on, you know. I caught on pretty quick. I, when I did catch on, I beat myself up a little bit, though. I was like, okay, God, am I too late? He's like, no, you ain't too late. You're right on time. You had to go through this. You had to do this. Okay. So now when I meet the little girl on the pole at the club, I can tell her, hey, guess what? I used to do that. You know, and then she's like, well, why you got out of it? Because it's a train of thought. It's a way of thinking that help you get where you need to go, because your brain is the devil's playground. That's where he set the stage up in. Once you learn how to live spiritually, not in your flesh, and go off the gift that God gave you, you'll be good. All the tests that a lot of the tests that we take in life, we give them for ourselves. Because we be planning our own plans. We got our own plan. We going to do this. Oh, I had wrote it down. I went to college 10 years and all this type of stuff here. And then your family, the society, the TV, everybody, you got to do this and you got to do that to do this and do this and do that. You need to do what God needs you to do. If you do that, that will be beneficial to you. That'll be my advice to anybody. Like, that'll be my advice to anybody.
And you know what?
And
I feel the same way.
I have had no fun. Go ahead.
No, go ahead. Go ahead, finish. Go ahead.
I had no fun. I had more fun with no money in my pocket than with a pocket full of money. I'm going to say that too. I'm going to leave that.
Oh, my God. Tell me about it.
I'm going to leave that right there. Just can't see anybody with real You need to worry about that.
I know that.
Bad.
Girl, tell me about it.
This man. I got beat with a pistol, y'all. Check this out. I got beat with a pistol by my cousin about 2 years ago. Scratched in my face, messed my teeth up. I was so embarrassed. I had already started the comedy before then. It wasn't funny then, y'all, 29. I had already started the comedy before then. Already on Facebook. So when I got beat, my sister, she was with me. After it was over with a few weeks later, she said, "Girl, you something else about that face of yours." I said, "Why you say that?" She said, "As soon as you hit that ground, you pop by right back up. What's so wrong with my teeth? What's wrong with my face? Is my teeth missing?" So when I jumped back on Facebook, I took a picture of the accident, and when I healed up, I took another picture. When I jumped back on Facebook, I told him, I said, I guess my name ain't Blackberry Glamour no more. They said, "Oh, Lord, what she been to say now?" I said, "Well, I guess my name's Scarface now." I'm here. I woke up this morning. What y'all doing? Hello.
Yep, that's right. How did you get the name Blackberry Glamour?
Well, I got like a lot of sisters, because I ain't gonna tell y'all no story. I got like four daddies. I'm trying to figure out which one of them the real one. But anyway. Anyway, all of them daddies, they children are light skinned. And I'm the only black. I'm the only darker skinned one. But everybody always call me like the what you call it? The friendly one. I'm the friendly one. They say I'm the friendly one. I'm the sweet one. I'm the peacemaker. They was just like, I used to always, my favorite, I ain't going to tell you no story. In the summertime, I cannot wait to pick honeysuckles and blackberries because I'm from the country. So every summer, I go to my grandmama's, I pick them blackberries. And then when I pick them, one day my kids just start calling me. She said, "You know what? We're going to start calling you blackberries." And then I used to sell lashes before I started the comedy because I just was trying to find my little way. So I had a little website, and I call it Glamour. I didn't call it Blackberry. It just was Glamour. So when I started the comedy, I said, "Well, what can I call myself?" I said, "You know what? I could just call myself Blackbeard." I said, "But, oh, goodness, what about my old lashes and stuff? Because if my brand go good, I'm going to want to invest in lashes, lipstick, and makeup, and all this type of stuff. I want to allow my people to be sick." But anyway, I'm just going to put it all together, call myself Blackberry Glamour. That's what I'm going to be. And no other comedians, you know, they write their stuff, this and that. See, me, I do everything. I dress up. I do everything. I tell about what happened to me, what happened to somebody else. I don't pick on people. I don't ever want nobody to come to my show and be like, "Oh, see me hosting somewhere, and they don't be want to sit in the front because they're scared I'm going to say something about them." I don't do that.
Yeah.
That's not what I do. I take what you've been through that's messed up, that you think that's messed up, and it's hard for you to get over, and turn it and make it funny, and you'll be able to forget that person and move on with your life. That's what I do.
That's awesome. And that's a unique name, Blackberry Glamour. That's very unique. Very unique.
Thank you.
Very unique. Well, you know what we're going
to get on here and introduce myself.
Well, what we're going to do, we're going to go on a short break, and I want you guys to listen in. I'm going to play a couple of clippings of our very own Blackberry Glamour, and then we're going to be right back.